yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
The U.S. Congress has been rocked by sexual misconduct allegations in recent weeks, with Senators Al Frank and Roy Moore being accused of sexual harassment and assault. Recently, an anchor for KABC in Los Angeles said, "Senator Al Franken kissed and groped me without my consent during a USO tour in 2006 and shared a photo of Franken groping her when she was asleep."
I love Senator Franken, you know, I do. But that doesn't mean I won't ask him to resign if next week we hear that there are other allegations that are credible against him.
Yet more women are coming forward to accuse Alabama's Senator candidate Roy Moore of sexually assaulting them as teenagers.
I tried fighting him off while yelling at him to stop. But instead of stopping, he began squeezing my neck, attempting to force my head onto his crotch. I continued to struggle. I was determined that I was not going to allow him to force me to have sex with him. I was terrified. He was also trying to pull my shirt off. I thought that he was going to rape me. I was twisting, and I was struggling, and I was begging him to stop. I had tears running down my face.
You said that you had evidence of collusion. What did you mean by that, sir?
Get him in.
Sir, you said that there was evidence of collusion. What did you mean by that? Do you think it's appropriate to kiss a young woman, sir? Do you deny the allegations?
Sexual harassment on Capitol Hill is no partisan problem, since sexual harassers are of all political persuasions in both parties.
There are two members of Congress, Republican and Democrat, right now, who serve, who have been subject to review, or not have been subject to review, but have engaged in sexual harassment. These harasser propositions, such as, are you going to be a good girl, to perpetrators exposing their genitals, to victims having their private parts grabbed on the House floor, all they ask in return as staff members is to be able to work in a hostile-free work environment. They want the system fixed and the perpetrators held accountable.
More than 50 lawyers, lobbyists, and former aides recently told the New York Times that sexual harassment is an occupational hazard for those working in Washington. The Republican Party has formally cut ties with Roy Moore, although there are still Republicans who are defending him.
The Republicans are so desperate to ignore questions about Moore is that even the ones who say they believe his accusers can't explain why they don't also believe the women who have accused President Trump of sexual assault. A reporter for the Huffington Post valiantly tried to get Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi to answer that question, but Enzi wouldn't budge. I'm working on taxes right now and concentrating on that and heading to a meeting where I have to speak, and that's what I'm concentrating on, Enzi said, walking quickly down a Senate hallway. Asked if he has any thoughts at all on the Moore scandal, he replied, my thoughts are on taxes if you want to talk about taxes. Okay, do you want to tax Roy Moore? Asked HuffPost. Enzi said nothing and walked away. You got to admire the Huffington Post effort. Reporters should just keep doing that until Republicans answer the question. Look, I just want to talk about building a wall. Okay, should we build a wall between teenagers and Roy Moore?
The allegations against Franken and Moore have brought up again the allegations last year made against Trump, including the 2005 Access Hollywood tape in which Trump brags about sexually assaulting women. At least 13 women have come forward to accuse Trump of sexual impropriety.
I did try and she was married.
It's huge news, Sarah.
I moved in her like a but I couldn't get there, and she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her, she's now got the big phony and everything. She's totally changed her looks.
Hillary Clinton recently slammed Trump and Moore over their alleged sexual misconduct, criticizing them for not accepting responsibility and apologizing for their reported transgressions. On the other hand, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat of New York, said that Bill Clinton should have resigned the presidency after his inappropriate relationship with an intern came to light nearly 20 years ago. It seems that the sexual scandal on Capitol Hill has become a tool for political purposes, and no one is really trying to find out the root causes. CNN spoke with more than 50 lawyers, current and former Hill aides, and political veterans who have worked in Congress. With few exceptions, every person said they have personally experienced sexual harassment on the Hill or know of others who have.
He's chasing me around the desk, trying to get his hands on me.
The chief of staff held my face, kissed me,
and he looked at me and he paused and he said, "Well, did you bring your knee pads?"
I had a colleague look at me and say, "Those are great birthing hips." Yeah.
Violence, domestic violence, has been a thread throughout my personal life, up to and including being a child repeatedly sexually assaulted, up and to and including being an adult who's been raped.
These stories portray a workplace where women are subjected to constant harassment, both subtle and explicit. They also highlight an old reporting system that discourages some victims from speaking out. The OOC, the Office of Compliance, is an agency established in part to oversee workplace disputes in Congress. It has come under fire in recent weeks for what some say are rules that can intimidate victims into silence. What's more, the initial proceedings alone can drag out for months.
First, you report the incident to the OOC. You then have mandatory counseling for 30 days. After that, you are required, and I underscore required, to sign a non-disclosure agreement before you even begin mediation. You then have mandatory mediation for 30 days.
New reports show that the government has paid more than $17 million in taxpayer money during the last 20 years to resolve claims of sexual harassment and other workplace violations filed by employees of Congress. Sometimes the sexual advances from members of Congress are allowed in hopes of advancing one's career, what's referred to as a sex trade on Capitol Hill. As one female political veteran who worked on Capitol Hill puts it, there is a little bit of a sex trade on Capitol Hill. If a part of getting ahead on Capitol Hill is playing ball with whatever douchebag, then whatever.
To think that this body is somehow immune from sexual harassment and abuse of women would be naive at best. At last count, more than 1,500 former staffers signed a petition directly calling on us to reform policies aimed at preventing sexual harassment and adjudicating complaints. My chief of staff, Julie Tagan, who spent most of her career on Capitol Hill, says she does not know a single woman in her age group who has not experienced inappropriate conduct in the workplace.
On the other hand, for those experiencing harassment, there is a constant fear of tarnishing their reputation. A 2015 analysis of complaints to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission shows 75% of women who report harassment experience retaliation, a real fear on Capitol Hill. Making claims of harassment or inappropriate advances come at high risk. According to Deborah Katz, an employment attorney in Washington who represents congressional aides in sexual harassment cases, there is a sense that going forward with an allegation like this would be completely the end of any career working for anybody on the Hill, and it undoubtedly would be. Right now, Capitol Hill is grappling with a problem born out of systemic misogyny and abuse of power. Explosive allegations in Hollywood and media have taken down powerful figures like producer Harvey Weinstein, actor Kevin Spacey, comedian Louis C.K., and political journalist Mark Halperin.
Well, I just...
Yet on Capitol Hill, it's not clear if a similar day of reckoning is soon coming.